Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Jared, love brilliantly. Visit jared.com/radio for details.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk. Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
Hey, y'all. You're listening to the Raven in Real Life radio show and podcast on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, the heartbeat of Metro Atlanta.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Raven in Real Life radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Raven, in real life. And for episode 1, I want to make sure that I do 3 things. First off, I want to make sure that you know where the name Raven in Real Life came from, what it's about, and where I plan to go with this. Number 2, I want to set my intention for this specific radio show and podcast. And number 3, I want to make sure that I set your expectations of me, of this show, and then kind of temper those expectations, because I live by the phrase, anything worth doing is worth sucking at first, and it may not be great for the first few episodes, but we're going to make this better and better every single time for you, and then we're going to just keep this train a-rolling. Alrighty, so first of all, let's talk about the name Raven in Real Life. And it's not lost on me that as of right now, the logo for Raven in Real Life is Raven as a cartoon. Not lost on me at all. I was kind of doing a play on words, and then maybe I didn't really think it through that well. Maybe it makes sense to some of you guys, maybe it doesn't. But that version of Raven in Real Life was born in June of 2021. I was actually out on a family vacation on the other side of the country, and yet the entire week I spent in a hotel room basically working every day, 9 to 5 still, working on different things, and I realized what I was doing I did not want to do forever. So I started looking around, and really, I guess, just the idea of doing something and somehow building a personality page, that it had been of interest to me for a while, but that's what really got those gears a-turning and got me applying for an EIN with our government. So that's when that was the catalyst for actually moving forward and doing this. And I hate the word influencer because, trust me, by no means am I anyone's influencer. But I do have a goal to actually create a huge network of supporters. I don't want to call them followers, even though it's social media and that's the word. I don't like the word. But I want to create this huge network of supporters. And in doing that, I don't want to use that spotlight on just myself. I want to use that to share with other people, to have them be the main focus whenever we do these interviews. I don't want to be an interview host that speaks over someone. I just want to be the one to spark a good conversation or a good question so that way they can delve deep into what it is that they actually do. Because Raven in Real Life, like I said, all over the place. But somehow, I think in most cases, people realize that I mean well, that I'm trying to do things out there. I may not be the best. And I think so that way people have sympathy for me, or maybe empathy. I'm not sure which C it is that they have for me, but somehow I'm able to connect people. And that's the one thing. No, I'll say I'm good at two things. I'm good at connecting people, and I'm good at trying. I give it a good old college try. Now, in the long run, I end up embarrassing myself a lot, but I give it a good try. So I decided to go ahead and just jump out and start this Raven in Real Life mission. So initially, what I planned to do was go around my hometown of Columbus, Georgia, and go to all of the restaurants and the just fun attraction type places. I wanted to start getting myself into all of these different major events that we have every year, or if we had a concert coming to town, just all of those things. If I had that opportunity, I wanted to get out and do that. So here's my number one mistake. No, I'll hold it. I'm going to make a little note, and I'm going to come back to this. We're going to talk about equipment. I'll come back to that. I don't want to get too far off topic. But, okay, so June 2021, that's when the actual incorporation of my company or creating my LLC happened. But it was another 6 months before I actually left my job. Now, the bad thing is I didn't really start putting out content or working on my job at that point. So in December, I actually had an amazing job offer. And this is December of 2021. I had an amazing job offer. It would have been the most money that I ever made in my life. I had verbally agreed. The company had verbally stated that they wanted me. Everything was rolling, and it was going to happen very, very quickly. My family was on board with it. Everything was on board. But at that point in time, I had started working with a television station in my local area, NBC 38. You can find me there doing the business spotlights. But in meeting with them, they put so much faith in me that I could honestly do this, that I could make something of this. But they were much smarter than me. They were asking, how are you going to monetize this? How are you going to, you know, make your money? What are you going to do? I didn't really know. I had a plan in mind of where this would eventually go, but I never really created the steps. Well, I started feeling pulled more and more to do this, and the television station actually had set me up with an interview of an actual famous person. So I was going to get to go and sit down for Raven in Real Life and just ask questions and go to this concert of this country singer. So I was so excited, and I thought, man, I can make this happen. I can do this. It's going to happen. So I went ahead and quit my job, did this interview, and the very next day I got in my car and drove across country. Now, let me tell y'all something. If you're listening on the radio show, you're like me. You're in the South. I'm a Georgia girl. I don't understand weather in other places. But I got in my car on December 13th and drove from Georgia up to St. Louis and then all the way northwest to basically Seattle. You guys, the weather is crazy all over the United States. And let me let you know how, I'll say, ignorant I was to our geography, our topography for the United States. After I went up to the Pacific Northwest, I then drove south to Paso Robles, California, and stayed there through New Year's, and then drove back east. On my drive back east, before I left, I asked my cousin, am I going to be going through more mountains? I had no clue. I didn't know what I was driving through. So going through the Pacific Northwest, I'm driving through snowstorms on mountains. in a Toyota Corolla with just regular old wheels? Not a good idea. I drove through Kansas, through windstorms. What is this? This made no sense to me, and I was not prepared for the drive. But luckily, and by the grace of God alone, I made it. And at times, if I had left the location that I was currently at 30 minutes later, I would have hit snowstorms and been stuck. I'm telling you guys, it was bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. But I did learn a lot about our country. I learned when not to drive solo. But whenever I did that, I was doing that for the content. This had been planned. There was going to be 2 weeks of making content, and then I was going to start this new job. But because I had that interview with that artist, and I thought, ooh, I can make this. I can do something. I can do some cool interviews and get some content out there. I turned down. I withdrew my name from being in the running of a job that I had already been verbally offered that would have made more money than I had made in my lifetime. But it didn't matter because I had a vision, and I decided that if I can do this, anyone can do this. Now, I don't know, those of you that don't know me out there, you can follow me on all forms of social media by the name of Raven in Real Life. I am not a beauty queen. I am not a tiny, small, petite little thing of a woman, okay? I've got some shoulders, I've got some thigh, I've got some arm meat on me, okay? Got a little bit of a double chin, but I'm excited and I'm happy for people whenever I talk to them. And I think in most cases, it comes across and people see it. Now, one day I'm going to work on this body and it's just going to be a work of art. But until then, I want everyone to know that you don't have to be that perfect specimen to get out there and be on the television. You don't have to. I have a little bit of a lisp and I'm sitting here speaking on a radio show and podcast. I lose my words a lot of times, but the more that you do something, the more that you continue to hone your, I'll call it art, I'll call it a skill, I'll call it a desire, whatever you want to call it, anything that you want to do in this life, doesn't matter where you came from, doesn't matter what you look like. If you do it and you keep doing it, you're going to find your core people. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to break the mold of people that do these television and interviews and put themselves out there and just do all of the things. And I'm going to show little girls that they can do it too. There was one problem though. I didn't plan well. So in that first year, so many doors opened. I had, because of my interviews and my commercials that I put onto that TV station, other people found me and started asking me to come to work and to market for them. And I was going all over the place and I was doing lots of fun, exciting things. But then I wasn't making my content, or I was making my content and I wasn't posting it to social media and I wasn't doing all the things. But the thing that I was doing in the meantime, I was reading every positive, motivational, inspirational, personal growth, personal development, business development, management, any type of book that I could get my hands on in reference to those, or I would be listening to the audiobook of those things. I would be pulling up the YouTube videos of all of it, and every single bit of it was telling me, yes, you can do this. Go forward. Just take the jump. Take the leap. And I had taken the jump without a plan. So to you, listener, I will tell you, if you have a dream in your heart and you have a plan in your mind, go for it. But go for it cautiously. If you want to take that jump, I say take that jump, but I will never say take that jump by quitting your job or leaving a situation where you are actually secure and safe and just going for it that way. Keep yourself safe, secure, financially taken care of, but work on it in the meantime. Work in it. if it's something that you really want, you'll work on it on your lunch break. You'll work on it before work, after work, before you have to pick up the kids from school, while your kids are drawing or doing their homeschool work. You will find those minutes in the day to create the content, to build that thing you want to build, to make that craft, to create that Etsy store, whatever it is that your dream is that you want to do, absolutely 100% do it. But be careful in who you listen to for your motivational advice to go forward on things. Because if you are not financially stable and financially ready, when you make that jump, hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars don't just come flying at you. You have to work for it. And sometimes once you get caught up in the fun part of things, you stay with the fun part of it without actually generating the dollars and doing the busy work. And I looked back as the end of that first year came to a close. I was looking back and I was thinking, what did I truly learn from all of these books that I read and all of these podcasts I've listened to and everything along those lines? I was like, what did I really learn? And so I sat down and I was like, okay, I know you got to wake up really early and you make yourself your coffee or your smoothie or your healthy breakfast and you meditate and you don't touch your phone for X amount of minutes and then you just do the things. But the problem is, no one tells you exactly what those things are when they say do the things. So I was doing things, but I was doing a lot more busy things than productive things. And there is a huge difference. And in episode one, I'm not going to break down all of the things that you actually have to do, because I'm really only just now getting into that part of my business. And I'm doing that while I have chosen to accept a position and work for a company where I will make money. And in the meantime, in those in-between times, that's when I'll work on content. And maybe, although some people are so self-motivated and they're just built to get up and do every single thing that they're supposed to do without any type of direction whatsoever, I've learned that I am not that person. I want to also represent a company, have a skeleton outline of this is what we need you to do today. Go out and be prosperous. I need that. Not everyone does. But a lot of you, if you choose to just make a jump and make that leap and you get out there, you may find that you are just like me. So test the waters first. See if you're going to be self-motivated. See if you can go every weekend for a month. And on those weekends when you're not working or when you're not doing whatever else it is in life that you have to do to be extremely successful, see if you will do all of those extra things without having to stop constantly and take a break and fill it out. Fill out how fast you can go, because you don't have to build Rome in a day. You can do a little bit here and there, slowly build. And then once you have what you're going for, at least the foundation of it, you're going to be so much better off. And don't be fooled by a lot of motivational speakers, personal growth developers, all of those people. Many of them came from great situations. There is a big difference between if you're parents have money or your spouse has money and can carry you, and when you're doing it 100% on your own with no financial backing. There is a big difference. And when you're out having fun creating content, buying equipment to create your product or your personality, it costs money. It adds up quick. Even the coffee that I drink adds up quick. So just be careful. And that's something that I will probably touch on in every single episode, is that it is hard. It is a lot of work. Let me back up. I'm not going to say it's hard, because nothing about this work is hard. Let me tell you what's hard. Standing on your feet 8 hours a day, that's hard. Working in the medical field right now, working in the service industry right now, every jobs when you're working for someone else, that is hard. Raising a family and homeschooling, that is hard. The work that it takes to do what I do, it's not hard. But you have to remain consistent. You have to find your audience. You have to do those things. Because the truth is also, a lot of people that will be consistent will still not see those numbers that are being promised to them by motivational speakers. So believe in it. Believe that you can do it. Believe because you see it. You see other people do it. But be cautious and don't give up your safety to take that leap until you're ready. Okay, I know I just did a little bit of babbling, but it's true. So I want people to know that it can be done, but it's not very smart to just jump out there, but anyone can do it. Okay, I'm going to get off of that for right now. Let me tell you, so one of my goals, so this is in your expectation setting. One of my goals is to be motivational, then demotivational, then remotivational. So we'll call it moda, demoda, motivational, because I want you to believe that you can do it. I want you to do all the things to do it, to do anything that you want to do. But I want you to be realistic and have your plan in motion. Have every single thing that you need written out. And then I want you to look at the people who have done what you do. Even try to make contact with them and see if you are on the right track to continue what they have done as well. So, yeah, that's, I'm going to be all over the place a little bit. And sometimes it may even sound contradictory. But you know what? That's how life is sometimes. And this is Raven in real life, baby. So we gonna serve it up hot for you. All right, next. Actually, I really didn't even finish that story. So yeah, just to recap that. June of last year, I realized on a vacation that I... Nope, not last year. June of 2021, I realized that I couldn't... I did not want to do what I was currently doing at that time. I was 24/7, had to be thinking about something else, and was not able to enjoy the time with my family. So I started a business, didn't really plan or prep properly. In December of that year, I gave up a great job opportunity because I realized that, okay, people are giving me a chance. They're letting me do cool stuff. So if I just throw myself out there and make myself available 24/7, then I'm just going to roll in all of the opportunity. And although opportunity did come through the year, I did not properly plan on how to monetize it and how to make it happen. And I realized within myself that when I don't have structure, I don't self-motivate and create that structure. So I have put myself back into a structured environment and in my free time. And when I'm doing things related to that job, I'm still able to make content. So that's another option for you out there as well. If there's something that you really want to do, but then there's also at the same time an opportunity where you're able to be financially secured, but you're still able to move forward on what it is that you're wanting to do, then that is a good place to be. So look for those as well. But there were a lot of adventures along the way, and we'll talk about those throughout future episodes. But next, let me talk about my intention for this radio show. And I kind of touched on it a little bit already. My intention is not to be rambling to you 30 minutes at a time for this show. My intention is that through my job and those people that actually network with me, advertise with me, or support Raven in real life in any kind of way, or my career with NBC 38 in any kind of way, I'm going to make them spotlights on here. So I'll be talking to restaurant owners about what their passion is and what made them do these different type of menus and recipes and what really got their gears going. I want to talk to local politicians. I want to talk to people who have really cool jobs that kids want to get into and find out what it is that makes them tick and what's different
expectation versus reality in their worlds. And if you guys have any questions, any type of thing that you want to know about, I want to do those in the interviews. So there are going to be a lot of interviews on this show with different types of people. Then on top of that, I'm going to, because this is Raven in real life, when I don't have someone to speak to in an interview, I want to talk to you about the things that I like, that I'm interested in, and tell their backstories. So one thing I think just about all women love, true crime. I want to talk to you about true crime and unsolved murders and unsolved mysteries and just the backstory of what happened in different situations. I'm a horror fan, so if there's anything that's kind of scary and spooky out there, I want to share that with you too. Now, back again in December of 2021, whenever I quit my job, gave up a great job opportunity, hopped across the country, and was just out there living the dream, I was also trying to or creating unpublished content of travel and food vlogging. For a while, I thought that is my ultimate dream, to travel and food vlog. How amazing would it be to be one of these people that all you have to do is travel to beautiful and exotic and tropical places, or even just small town America, and go to these barbecue shacks and you try the different foods everywhere, and all you do is talk about the places and how delicious the food is. That was the dream. But as I kind of lived a little piece of the dream, I realized, wait, I love food and I love the travel part of it, but maybe I just want to travel and eat food. Maybe it's not on me if I have to record it, if I have to edit it, if I have to do all of those things. Maybe it's just not in my wheelhouse to actually create a product that is worth seeing. So I had to temper my own expectations on that. But let me just throw this out there. If ever this actually does take off, and if anyone ever does really start listening to this, and I have an opportunity where someone else will do the filming and the editing, and all I have to do is show up and smile and talk to the people and try the cuisine, oh boy, I am your girl. But if I have to do all of those things, I'll just never do it. It's just not in me to finalize it. We'll blame half of that on my ADHD. But I digress. The point of this whole thing is, any random thought that comes into my mind that I feel the masses would at least be somewhat interested in, I'm going to talk about those things on this show whenever I don't have a guest. But I'm mostly going to want to do this in an interview form so we can learn more about other people and just different things that are out there that we may have no clue about. And maybe even what we would feel is the most mundane of situations, if we can find the people that find the excitement in it and get them on air, maybe we'll realize why it's so exciting and why it gets people the way that it does. Then, along with everything that we do, I'll bring in my motivational rants and raves. And hopefully one day I will have them just so honed into one concrete, beautiful message that it will start to touch people. Please, if you listened to this today and you made it all the way through, I want to thank you, because I know there was some rambling in this. But as the weeks go by and as I create new content, you're going to fill in the blanks of anything that I missed saying. And it's going to all come together into one beautiful soup. And I hope that you stay on this journey with me, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, we have 2023 years now that we can talk about with our history. And actually, it'll go farther back than that. Maybe we'll end up talking about dinosaurs. Who knows? Who knows? But until next time, I'm Raven. This was Raven in Real Life, and I hope that you have a beautiful day. Bye.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.